Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Every morning, Taryn Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CEO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for March 9th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Mary. How you doing, Mary?
I'm doing great. You know, I'm watching these feeds. I was able to watch them pretty much all day yesterday, so I feel prepared. I feel ready to go.
Yes, I told everyone about our idea for naming this Merry Mondays minus two.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, Saturday just doesn't have the same alliteration that I would like. So, you know, and I'm not trying to step on Liana's turf here. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, Merry Mondays minus two. What's not to like?
Yeah. So we are here to update you on everything that happened on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds yesterday. And there was a decent amount that happened here. We're getting a clearer picture of what's happening in the house, of where people are standing at the moment. But it's still a little vague in terms of where people really stand. There seems to be two sides of this big person conglomerate that is really not that united at all. Then the people on the outside aren't always entirely on the outside because they are still connected to some of the people on the inside. So it's really a bit of a mess right now in terms of alliances. And I'm not sure that's going to change this week. So it's an interesting group we've got here.
Yeah, the only thing that I think could change is there's a few people who want to make a bigger move than what the HOH does that are sort of waiting, depending on who might win the veto. So I think that there are a couple things that could happen if any of the nominees get pulled off the block. But until we know if that happens, then it's looking like people are going to probably vote with the house again.
Yes. So, and it seemed like maybe there was a chance that wouldn't happen, but I think that, you know, it's for now seems like it's settled back down. So, we'll again try to talk in more, higher concept terms here, rather than like every little detail that happens because, you know, it's just easier that way at the start of the season. So, it's looking like Dane wants to nominate, in fact, as we were talking about yesterday, Kira and Mackie, that these two going on the block is what he wants. He wants Kira to be the person that leaves over Mackie. However, he is leaving the door open, the back door open, in case Sam wants to come through. So he's leaving that option open because Sam is dangerous. She's too close to Adam. And, you know, they want Adam's loyalty by himself.
Yeah, a lot of people are worried about Adam's relationships, not just with Sam, but also with Chelsea. It seems like he's got them sort of with him. And as far as I can tell, the other pretty boys think that Adam's plan is to get to the end with the pretty boys and Chelsea and Sam so that he could go either way, depending on what he wants. But everybody sees this. Everybody knows that this is his plan. So I think that I don't see, I mean, first off, I don't see this alliance of four guys making it anywhere near close to the end to begin with. But I don't see that happening. I think that they're probably going to take out either Sam or Adam way before then.
Yeah, the Brigade would never. Look, they did lose Kristen early, but that was not because they took Kristen out. That was because somebody else took Kristen out, and plenty of other people are willing to take Sam out. So I don't know why Dane feels like he needs to do it here so early in the game, but they do. They feel very threatened by this, and it's week two, and they have the same amount of people that they had entering the house, and they already feel like it's necessary to start cutting their allies off at the knees. I think this alliance is destined for bad things.
Yeah, I mean, first off, almost everyone in the alliance has side deals with other people, and it's starting to feel like a lot of those side deals are their main deal, and that the alliance is kind of secondary. Plus, we're getting flashes of you know, Adam's perspective of the alliance is like a little bit bigger and involves a lot more of the women than anyone else sort of wanted it to. So I'm getting some like Big Brother 16 flashbacks with this.
Yeah. So Kaylin is very involved in the goings on during the day. She is going to talk to Dane, and he tells her the plan, and she is really the one pushing this idea of, hey, there is a move to be made potentially with Adam, Sam, something like that, and is the one that really got Dane to talk about a potential Sam backdoor. She is later going to suggest putting Mark up instead of Mackie. She doesn't really want Mackie on the block. She certainly doesn't want him to go home. She feels like she has a good working relationship with him.
She probably has the strongest in the house of like, she's the one going to Dane the most, mm-hmm. trying to convince him not to put Mackie up.
Yes. More than Mackie himself.
Yeah, there's a conversation between Dane and Kaylin, who everybody, by the way, is calling Mama or occasionally Mama K. Mm-hmm. Took me a slight amount of time to figure out who they were talking about.
Well, she has no children, so I don't know why they would say that.
Yeah, but she's definitely taking on the mom role in general. But she's talking to him and saying, you know, like, oh, you know, you don't need to go up, or we want to take you down if the veto happens. And he's like, oh, I kind of thought like, you know, being the sacrificial lamb would be a good move. And she's like, no, you don't need to sacrifice yourself. We don't need to make that happen. We can take you up. If you get the veto, take yourself down. So that was great.
I've never felt more vindicated in an opinion of a house guest preseason than Mackie.
Yeah, I don't know. I found him to be probably one of the most dull people so far, but
yeah. So that's what Kaylin is doing here with Dane, really trying to push her agenda. And it's coming off that way to the other side. So we talked yesterday about this alliance of nine, which consists of the pretty boys, Adam, Dane, Mark, and Anthony. And then five of the women, Steph, Kiki, Kaylin, Chelsea, and Sam. They're all supposed to be working together, but they're not really. Really, there's two sides of this conflict. There's Adam, Sam, and Chelsea with Mark a little bit. And then there's Dane, Kaylin, Steph, and Kiki. And they also have Mark a little bit. And Dane is also obviously a little bit with Adam. And there's a lot of mixture, especially with the guys are basically playing both sides. Some people are seeing that. Some people are not. Some people are seeing some of them playing both sides. Like, oh, Mark, he's playing both sides, but we can trust Anthony. Or, you know, Adam's playing or Dane's playing both sides, but we can trust Mark. So it's a little all over the place, which is why this strategy is effective. To keep this core group of guys a secret, if they weren't so intent on again cutting each other off at the knees because they're too effective, but those are sort of the two sides. And Kaylin also kind of has Mackie and Eddie. I would say the I don't know if I'd call it Kaylin's side. I think there are a lot of different elements to it. Steph and Kiki definitely have their own ideas, but they seem to have more numbers on their side. Adam and Sam are a little bit more on the outs.
Yeah, sometimes it's almost easier to look at it as pairs. The pairs overlap a lot, though, so yes. There's definitely multiple pairs. But Kaylin, I think, is trying to sort of make her own side. But Steph and Kiki were the two I was watching the most because they seem to be seeing through a lot of the guys trying to play both sides. There are some really great conversations where you hear Dane talking and saying, oh, nobody knows that I'm playing both sides. Flash to immediately Kiki and Steph going, yeah, we know Mark and Dane are playing both sides.
Yeah. It's a tricky situation here. There's a lot of that going on. And so Dane does go ahead and he tells the nominees, Mackie and Kira both, that they will be going on the block. They both handle it, you know, they don't fight too much. There's not a lot of, it's like, oh, okay, fine.
It seems like Kira is more or less, like, understands the reason that they are going up.
Yeah.
And they do a lot of going around saying, you know, I'm sorry that I was so emotional for the first week that we didn't see, but assume something super emotional happened. And then also saying that they're not the biggest threat and that they don't think that they should be the target for that reason. So kind of missing the point a little bit of people don't usually vote out really, really big threats in the first week or two. That's usually not the reason, but and then Mackie just seems like it's kind of not super close with any of the pretty boys. Dane's reason for putting Mackie up, that Dane is like going insane this whole episode too. He seems incredibly stressed out, having a lot of breakdowns, crying a couple times. The biggest thing is just trying to go around telling everybody that they need Mackie to go up so that they can have another strong person to fight in the veto, and just like is not listening to any other reasons behind maybe you don't need that. Maybe it's not going to be incredibly hard to beat Kira. Maybe this is not the most, maybe Mackie is not necessarily number two strength in the house.
Ugh. Yeah. Dane was having a lot of trouble. He had some like actual intimate, like emotional conversations with Kira. And then also, you know, he seemed to have a decent relationship with Mackie. And so I think he was also just kind of feeling bad about the whole thing. And so he was a bit emotional throughout the entire day. Very talky, Dane. He likes to explain a lot of things. He hasn't, you know, outed anything too bad, but he talks a lot about like, hey, well, I might have a plan here. Maybe a backdoor plan. Maybe somebody whose name starts with S. I'm not sure. It's not very good here for Dane. He tells Mackie, he tells both Mackie and Kira that they should be safe, that they should be fine. Just trust in the plan. Win the veto. I might save you possibly if I win it myself. There might be some kind of plan. So that's kind of where he leaves things with them.
Yeah. He also outs himself. The worst thing I think he does is he's talking with Kiki and he just starts, he's talking about his plan. And then it goes into a long tangent of, yeah, I'm secretly super smart and I'm a huge fan and I've been watching all of the seasons of the show and nobody knows that. Don't tell anyone, by the way, but like can't contain himself. So.
Yeah. Then again, cut to Kiki later being like, so Dane's a threat, right?
Yeah. Dane also does a lot of telling other people in front of other people, like, oh, yeah, go talk to Mama. She's going to tell you everything. Or go talk to Adam. Adam, you go tell Chelsea. You tell the plan. Like, just sending other people. And so he'll have a conversation with Mama being like, yeah, here's what we're going to tell Mackie. Then he leaves the room and Mama tells a completely different thing to Mackie, which is great.
Yes. So meanwhile, Adam, who talked to Dane early in the day about the plan to nominate Kira and Mackie, is starting to really want Mackie to be the person that leaves over Kira. He feels like Mackie is a bigger threat and wants Mackie to leave. So he starts rounding up some votes. He talks with Mark. Mark agrees. They talk with Anthony. He starts talking with Sam, and they start trying to figure out if they have the votes to potentially keep Kira and get rid of Mackie. The problem would be, of course, they need to convince Dane and they need to make sure that they have enough votes. They talk about how they need at least 6 votes in order to make it happen. So it'll be a tricky proposition here.
There's also been a fair amount of questioning exactly how many votes they need and exactly if there will be a tie. Right. Nobody seems to know if Corey has a vote or not. Corey said once or twice that she thinks she does have a vote, but I'm not sure if that's been told to anybody by production yet. The other thing is that they don't want to tell Dane there's a lot of the pretty boys talking to Dane saying, yeah, no, we'll do whatever you want, but here's our plan. Please listen to it. But don't worry. We'll do whatever you want. Don't worry. We're just throwing out other ideas. They think that it's going to be easier to control Kira rather than Mackie, which I think it's probably the opposite. I think Kira seems like much more of a loose cannon than Mackie is in terms of gameplay. I don't know. Pretty much every conversation, at least based on that one where Mackie didn't even realize that it would be better to take himself off the block if he won the veto. That just really lost a lot of my my plan of him being a gamer.
Well, I do think that Mackie is kind of in the back pocket of Kaylin, and Kaylin is probably one of the more dangerous people to the guys right now. So I do think their reasoning is somewhat solid, even if it's probably not quite as accurate as what I just described. I think that they're probably in the right mindset here, but it's going to be a tough sell to Dane, who really wants Kira gone because Kira dropped his name 2 times in 6 days. I had a conversation with Laura in my exit interview with her, where she talked about how Kira had gotten caught making up a lie about Kaylin, and that got them in trouble at some point. So, there's something there too. There was, apparently some stuff that went down with Kira, and they played a bit too hard in the first week and got caught dropping Dane's name and making up lies about, Kaylin, which I think was probably overblown. They talked to Dane about it a little bit later in terms of, talking about him and does he have a power? There was talk about Dane and somebody else having potentially the power because they were in the room, and I don't know. But point is, Kira is in the situation that they are now, largely because of their actions in the first week, and Dane really is set on wanting them gone here.
For nearly 4 decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Yeah. And this is also not great for Corey, who keeps trying to make a final 2 deal with Kira. And Kira's like, oh, no, like, you don't want to be with me. Trust me. And I'm not making any final 2 deals after what I got caught doing the first week. And that was a pretty great conversation as well.
Yes, Corey did attempt to make this final 2 deal with Kira, and Kira was just not having it, which is strange because they are on the block and they're going to need votes, and making the final 2 with somebody, this could be a close vote if it does come down to Adam and some of the guys trying to keep Kira. Meanwhile, Kaylin and her people are trying to keep Mackie. It could be a close vote. Corey's vote could matter a lot. And if Corey feels like she's close enough to Kira that she wants to keep Kira, then that would be very good for Kira. But Kira is just saying, it's not, I don't want to get in trouble making, doing anything like that. It's too early. You don't want to just go around making final 2 deals with people. Just take the thing.
Like, I can understand it if they weren't on the block, but the fact that they are on the block, they have nothing to lose at this point, especially because they're on the block being told for the most part that they're probably going to be the target and they're probably going home. By the end of the day, it seems a little bit more like that's what people are telling them. But, I don't think it's truly going to end up being a close vote, but it there's like, it's very polarizing in that if they had made the deal with Corey and Corey has a vote, Corey would probably try to keep them. But if they say no, Corey has absolutely no incentive to keep them at all. Like, yeah. get rid of this person who now knows that you tried to make a final two deal and said no about it.
Yeah. And I first of all, I do think that Corey has a vote. That's basically been the MO for every, added person. Doesn't matter if you have immunity, you usually always have a vote. So I personally expect Corey to be voting. And especially because when Corey strikes out with Kira, the person she goes to is Kaylin. She goes to Kaylin, offers Kaylin the final two deal, and Kaylin says, yeah, she gets the final two deal from Kaylin, and we all know where Kaylin stands on the vote. So, so now instead of having a final two deal with somebody basically guaranteeing that they'll vote for you to stay, that person went and made a final two deal with the person that is actively campaigning for you to leave. And the other thing here is that the other person Corey went to is Damien. She tried to go and make a final two with Damien. I like this pair. Damien was so excited that somebody wanted to work with him.
I don't know if it can be said, but like, I'm actually really liking Corey.
Yeah.
Corey, maybe wasn't great right when the feeds came on, but spending some of the most time I've seen truly bonding with people, like definitely putting the work in. And the best part about her deal with Damien is it happened 30 seconds after Kira left the room after having said no, and you just immediately hear Corey give the exact same speech about like wanting to make this final two, which basically consists of, I came here late and I feel like I can't trust anyone. It's just like a thing with me. I just need to know that someone's going to be willing to be my person. And of course, Damien's like, I don't have any people. This is great. Yes, let's be people.
Right. Which again, it's like if Kira had a final two deal with Corey, I think that there's a chance that Corey would be able to talk Damien into potentially voting to keep Kira. He does have a relationship with Mackie, and he did promise Mackie his vote, but he is a free agent. Like, he has no real ties with anyone. And if he just made a final two deal with Corey and feels like that's one of his most solid things, I could totally see him being receptive to the idea that, hey, maybe I should vote to keep Kira. Maybe I can work with them. So, but again, instead, Corey has gone into the den of wolves as far as Kira is concerned, and is going to be, basically a vote to evict Kira, I think. So it's not good.
No, not good for Kira. But unless this plan to get Mackie to stay happens, I don't know. I know Mackie's been decent in some of these competitions, but I'm just not super confident. I'm still not even 100% confident that he would even take himself down.
Yeah.
Just like, and the fact that that's not just a 100% given is terrible.
Yeah. He really was like, should I not?
Yeah. I kind of thought it would be good to be a sacrifice. Yeah. Like, that would be a good story.
So back to the guys, they are trying to convince Dane to take Mackie out. Dane is not having it. He's not pleased with this conversation. He does at one point mention like, hey, Sam could go up, and Adam was like, oh yeah, that could happen. Adam, by the way, throughout the day is, hardcore flirting with Sam. They are, kissing on occasion, and he is talking about how he wants to do things. But they're in a house. So man, wouldn't it be great if they weren't in this house right now? All of the lovely things that you definitely want to hear about all the time.
Yeah, that combined with there's still a fair amount of jealousy about Mark and what if, because they're the three have nots this week. And so there's a lot of Adam saying, oh, what if Mark tries to cuddle with you in the have not room? I'm sorry. Where are they going to be cuddling in this have not room?
Yeah. And,
they're in these like torture chairs.
he says to Sam, I see Mark walking around all the time looking for you. And yeah. Sam's like, what do you mean looking for me? How do you know he's looking for me? He's like, I know.
Yeah, Sam's answer is to pretty much just play dumb. And she's like, oh, well, I'm glad that you see things that I don't.
Oh, man, it's bad. What are you doing? Oh, man.
It's just, it's such a bad look. I don't know.
Yeah.
Also, my read from the TV show episode was that Sam was just telling Adam that he was attractive and stuff, much in the same way that Eddie was, and not because she was actually into him. So, I mean, you know, who knows, but that's the way it was. There's definitely still a few people right now that I'm going to need diary rooms from to know exactly where they are.
I think she was very into him, and then he finally started talking, and now she's still into him, but it's not one-sided anymore. It's not one-sided from her side anymore. It's a little bit more weighted toward his side in terms of the investment in this, I think. But you know, I'm sure she still finds him attractive. She's still kissing him all the time. So, what are you going to do?
Is that one of the worst places to be in, to be the showmance of the guy who's running things and that everyone else wants to get out, or at least hurt the power of? Because if they can't get him out, they're going to go directly for you.
Yeah, I mean, basically, most people are going straight for her. It's bad because Adam is so well connected that a lot of the people that want to take a shot at him and her are wanting to take the shot at her more so than him. However, there are still some people that would rather Adam leave first, and we can talk about them right now, actually. Kiki and Steph want to take a shot at the guys. They're talking about the guys and talking about how, you know, Adam, he's really close with Dane. I think that they have some kind of thing. They're reeling in Mark, and I feel like they're trying to get Anthony too, and it's like, oh, ding ding ding, you're close, you're almost there, you're warm. They're not entirely, this is not exactly, you know, Candace and Helen, you know, going, oh, the moving company, but it's, you know, they're getting there. So
yeah, Anthony is definitely doing the best job of somehow seeming to not be completely in with them, but they're getting on to it. They're also, Steffi, Kiki are two of the other people who seem somewhat receptive to the idea of pulling in Corey down the line.
Yes, they're talking about how Corey is, like, they have no interest in getting out Corey. That doesn't do anything for them, so they might as well try to reel Corey in. They should get on that. Talking about it is great, but you should do it too, because other people are reeling her in, and if you are too late, then that is going to be bad for you. I'm worried that these two, I liked a lot of what they were saying, but all of it was talk, and I don't see a lot of doing yet. So I really want to see them start doing more, a little more proactively, rather than just talk about it. But they, like I said, they are talking very, very intelligently about the game, talking about how they know Mark is kind of sketchy. He's playing both sides, just like Dane. But they feel like he's at least somebody that they can use, somebody that they can work with. And especially if they are able to take Adam out of the house. So they really want Adam to leave before Sam, because then if Adam is taken out of the equation, the people like Mark might be more receptive toward moving to them. People like
Chelsea,
Sam
was another one they mentioned.
Chelsea in particular, they feel like they want to work with, but they think that the Adam-Sam kind of group is forcing Chelsea against them. I think they're a little overcautious in terms of thinking that people are targeting them, because it's really Kaylin who is the highest on the hit list in terms of the Adam Sam group. But I do think their head is in the right place in terms of trying to make sure that they have enough allies. Again, though, it's a lot of talk right now, and I would like to see more from them. Kiki talks about how much she likes Damien, because Steph is like, never trust those hockey players. Kiki's like, well, Damien's actually kind of cool. She says she's talked the most amount of game with him of anyone. And Steph is like, that's great. We should use this. We should do something with it. And like, yes, because you may claim that you've talked the most amount of game with him, but he now has a fresh little final two. And he might be moving away from you and you don't know it. This, again, like, you need to be more proactive in this game sometimes. So I like these two. I really want them to get far, but they need to start doing stuff.
Yeah, I agree. I like them. so far. I'm liking Corey. Damien, if he could get pulled in the right direction, maybe. It's hard to say with him. I just don't want to reward him for, like, pretty much he's in a good spot of, you know, having been on the, been a target and then not anymore. And so he's just sort of reaping the benefits of that. But I like Eddie too. Eddie's good. There's a lot of likable people right now.
Yeah. I think that Damien is completely lost strategically, but he does have a very natural social game. Of all of the sort of bros in the house, I think he is the most likable of anyone, and he, being so lost, he is able to portray that in the right way, which is just like, right. He's very like doe-eyed, like, hey,
yeah,
guys.
Very innocent, very like, oh, exactly. Someone please come lead me.
Nobody wants to target him. Nobody sees him as a threat. He has a lot of time to learn the game and to get in with people. He just needs to learn faster and get this strategic part a little bit better. Maybe a connection with Corey will help. I don't know how strategic Corey is. We've seen her make some final two alliances, but I don't know what her maneuvering is going to be like. Getting in with Steph and Kiki would actually be a lot better for him, especially if they feel like he is loyal to them. I think that's his best route. So if he can get in with them, I think they can help him strategically, and he will still be in a good spot socially. So that would be my advice for Damien here.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and then the only other person that I really want to find more out about is exactly where Chelsea truly stands, mm-hmm. because she's the one who's giving mixed signals, telling people completely different stories. So that's where I want to see some live feeds, because she's the one who is closest outwardly to Kira, which is something we kind of knew that they had a deal, but I'm not sure. I think Chelsea is going to go with the house and is probably in that position the most. Her and Steph talk the most about voting with the house and going with the house. Chelsea also seems to be the one who is doing some of the most work in looking through those files and seems to have narrowed down some important things. It's kind of surprising to me how much everyone is just sharing, like, almost everything they find and know with each other. You'd think you'd keep some of that under wraps. I'm sure that there are bits of information that they haven't said, but that's it's definitely eating up a lot of time on the feeds of just people looking through that document room.
Yeah. So my read on Chelsea here is that, you know, I talked to Laura, and Laura said that on day one, Sam tried to make a women's alliance with Chelsea and herself. So Chelsea, Laura, and Sam. And then after Adam won HOH, Sam was all about Adam, and it became all about Adam. And so it seems like Sam and Chelsea both transitioned to Adam. Laura found that a bit distasteful and said as much, and they got into they had a falling out, and then Laura tried to get Sam on the block, and then you saw what happened from there. So I think that Sam and Chelsea still have this connection, but we did see last night that Anthony was trying to warn Chelsea, like, hey, just so you know, Sam is kind of sketchy. You might not want to be super associated with her. She's trying to get rid of Mackie, and she's making some big waves here. And Chelsea was like, hey, I barely even talk to Sam sometimes. So it's Chelsea, I think, is aware of the fact that she needs to be careful. But I do think that she still sees Sam and Adam as close allies. I do think she is in that camp, but she is definitely willing to jump ship anytime that she needs to. I think she also obviously has this connection to Mark, but she's also willing to throw Mark under the bus. I think the biggest thing, the biggest problem with reading Chelsea is that she is very much maybe she is our rat floater of the season. She just throws everyone under the bus, despite, like, no matter how close she is with them or how closely she's working with them.
Yeah, I really want to like her because she seems very intelligent, but I think that I like the fact that she's willing to flip away from the pretty boys, but I think that she needs to have at least one close ally in someone from the other side. And she doesn't, I'm kind of surprised that she's not as close with Steph and Kiki, or that she doesn't seem particularly close with, you know, Damien or Mama or anybody. Like, she needs to go bond with someone else a little bit so that when she flips, it doesn't seem so transparent.
Yes. So that was going on there. And so Chelsea does have a conversation with Anthony and Kaylin, where Kaylin starts explaining to Anthony that she thinks there's something going on with Mark and Dane and Adam. That, hey, I caught Adam and Dane talking. And, you know, I suggested to Dane that Mark should go on the block, and he freaked out. I'm wondering if maybe, like, there's some kind of deal happening there. What do you think, Anthony? Whoops. You were so close.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to get to a point in Big Brother where it's like anybody entering the game should just off the bat assume that all the guys are working together. But, you know, the guys, you're making us think that. So...
yeah, I mean, you gotta be careful. You gotta be careful. If there's bros and they're friendly with each other, because, like, look, they're trying to work with each other and they're still, like, being torn apart because of, like, oh, he's too close to Sam, or, you know, oh, he's flirting with my girl, or, you know, whatever. So, if they're getting along, you can just, you know, they're working together. If they're barely getting along, but they're still trying real hard, then they're trying to work together.
They're trying to work together. Oh, well, that's close.
Yeah. This is when Kaylin talks about how, you know, Sam is trying to keep Kira, which is sketchy, and all of this stuff. And Anthony later talks to Chelsea about Sam. Anthony had talked to Dane earlier about this is the conversation they had about Sam and how she is too close to Dane too close to Adam, and that Adam is trying to get to the end with her and Chelsea, and that would be bad for them. And Anthony agreed Sam has to go. Anthony is all aboard the let's backdoor Sam train. So he is going to try and be doing some work in the late night last night to make to try and prepare that for working. He would like for that to happen. So that's what Anthony is about. It's, you know, he seems to be the one that is least tied to the rest of the guys. I'm still not exactly sure where his head is at in terms of like what his ultimate goal is, who he's closest to, and you know, whether or not he's actually going to be somebody that's overplaying. He seems very chill, but he was also doing a lot last night, and I didn't think he needed to. So it'll be interesting to track Anthony here as we move along.
Yeah, hopefully he's just in the position of being the guy who's with the guys and can ride that for as long without actually being seen to be associated with them, which so far, pretty accurate. He's doing that. Unlike Adam, who seems to have a pretty clear plan, and then Dane's plan, which is like the facade house plan of like, oh, on day five, we decided Laura was going to go first, and then Kira was going to go second, and then Corey's going week three. Yeah. And that one's the funniest because, like, nobody besides him and maybe one other person wants Corey to go week three. Like, everyone's like, why are we getting rid of Corey? Like, what is the purpose of this? Mm-hmm. Can get rid of someone who's actually doing something.
Yes. I mean, look, this is exactly what happened last season too, where they were like, hey, we have the plan. The plan is it's, you know, this person, then this person. I forget the exact order, but I'm pretty sure Veronica and Marin were added to the order at one point. They're trying. It's really Dane. Dane is the only person talking about this order. Although I did see this morning as we were talking that Kaylin is still talking about potentially when she takes her shot at Adam, she might nominate somebody like Corey next to him, because she doesn't want to piss off the house, that the house might want Corey on the block. I don't know if she would actually go through that, because she might discover that the house actually doesn't want that to happen. And also, if she did go through with it, I think it would be a mistake, because I think that Adam might be able to, you know, round up some votes there. So she's still on some radars here.
Can we stop nominating our allies?
Yes, that would be nice.
I mean, like, I get pleasing the house, but, it's like, if the house is all working together, somebody's still on the bottom. So if you're on the bottom, go ahead and split the house up. Or if you're a target, if you're already being seen, Kaylin, pick a side.
Yeah.
And be strong with that side.
If you nominate Adam, Sam is gonna be mad. You might as well have her on the block too. And like, maybe the goal would be to like get Adam out, and if Adam was up next to Sam, then Sam would leave, but that's just the way things go. If you can't get Adam up next to somebody that will send Adam home, then just get Sam gone. Sam wants Kaylin gone more than anyone. Adam is the one. Adam and Sam are having conversations, and Sam is like, I think Kaylin is dangerous. I think she's coming for us. And Adam's like, nah. So Sam really should be the one that she wants gone. Granted, if she puts Adam and Sam on the block, he will finally discover that that Kaylin is coming after him. But still, the point remains.
People suspect this anyway.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know. I mean, I'm down with Kiki and Steph's plan of nominating Adam and Sam, trying to get kind of whoever, either one of them out.
Yes.
And then their list has, you know, Dane next, and then Chelsea only if they can't flip Chelsea to their side. So I don't know. I'm okay with their plan.
Because here's the thing about being HOH and nominating two people that are in the same alliance or close to each other, like Adam and Sam, is that if you don't have an agenda, if you don't push for either one because either one could leave and that's fine, then it's not seen as you have a side and somebody else has a side. Sides are going to form with other people, and you're right. Just like, hey, do whatever. And so instead of it being like, I'm coming after Adam, and so if anyone wants to go against my power move, the move is to save Adam, it's instead like two factions form within the group that you have nominated, and they have ideas, and it's better for you if you don't have a particular person, especially with somebody like Adam and Sam, where they're both pretty close in terms of, you know, effectiveness of taking them out. If anything, I think that the pretty boys will be more effective if Adam left. I think they're going to be dysfunctional no matter what. Although I do think that with Sam gone, they could function a little more cohesively, but still, I don't think they're a super dangerous threat at this point. So really, any one of them leaving would be totally fine. Adam did discover that it's looking bad in terms of the let's keep Kira plan. So he has kind of backtracked away from this. He feels like he probably doesn't have the votes, and he has started to be like, hey, I was always going to keep Mackie. That was always the plan. He's going around telling people like Mackie, Kaylin's trying to test my loyalty, trying to pretend that I'm trying to evict you, but I am definitely keeping you, Mackie. And so he really wants to pretend that he is all aboard the let's keep Mackie train, and that's always how it's been.
Yeah, and also throwing Kaylin a little bit under the bus there of pretending that that's where any of the talk about getting Mackie out has stemmed from. So, some people here in the chat are talking about Kaylin needing to worry about if she could be backdoored. I don't think that would happen because Kaylin's actually fairly close to Dane. But I definitely think there's still a potential for somebody being backdoored this week.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's still, we're talking about the votes right now. I don't think there's anything concrete yet in terms of who's going to go home. I think Kira is probably the most likely person to go home this week, but it really could go either way. There's still a lot of game to be played in terms of Kira versus Mackie. And then also we have the potential of a backdoor here with Sam. Again, I've personally kind of hoping that the back door doesn't go through, which is not something I'm used to, because the back door is usually fun, especially one like this where it would really explode this big group of people. But I kind of like this infighting and the tension, and I feel like if it lasts another week, we have more potential for explosions moving forward, whereas if we do it now, then we're really going to solidify the sides, and I think that we'll have more fun if we postpone this a little bit here and have a proxy war with Kira versus Mackie. So that's just my thoughts in terms of entertainment value as we move forward here. But I think that's most of what we've got for you for the day. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about, Mary?
There's some paper airplanes.
Yeah.
At some point, it's like, all right, forget this with all these papers. Let's just have fun. I think this is unfair, too. I mean, reading material, like giving them a task, they're supposed to be bored. And instead, they're making me bored watching them read through all these papers. Like, I could care less about the Vanessa files or whatever they're talking about. And, like, which cop answered a call at 7 p.m. on March 22nd. Like, I don't care.
Pretty soon, they're going to be talking about it like it's their favorite show on TV. Like, did you hear what this cop did?
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
Oh, well. So.
You got to read this page. Oh, man.
I know they think it has to do something with competition, so maybe it is. I would still love, my favorite outcome of this is that it has zero purpose and that they're just messing with them.
But here's the thing, though. If it has zero purpose, if it has zero purpose, then the purpose is to mess with us because we have to watch them read things a lot. And I would not put it past them to do that, given their messages when the feeds go down.
Those are great.
Yeah.
That's fun. Whatever.
All right.
At least the house is pretty.
It is. It's very pretty.
Yeah. Though I still, like I said, I need definitive names for what we're calling these bedrooms, because it can't even just say like the red room and the white room, because there's multiple colors and they kind of hurt my eyes a little bit too. But that's okay.
It's too beautiful.
It's too beautiful. All right.
Okay. Thanks, guys, for joining us. I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. And tomorrow night, we will be live to recap the Sunday night episode of the show. And then Monday night, we will have our first roundtable of the season, where we will kick off the stock watch, have some fun with it. And we'll do all the things. We'll have some fun. It'll be great, Mary.
Great.
Yeah.
I love the stock watch, so I did absolutely terrible last time, so try to come back from that.
I'm thinking of more changes.
Good. Build in some changes where I can get like a second chance.
It's really, there are changes to make it easier to follow, but also more complicated to play. That's my goal.
That's okay. I'm good with that.
All right. So thank you again for joining us. You can follow me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. And you can also find me on Instagram for all of the cat pictures that I post.
Cat, microphones, yogurt.
Cats, microphones, yogurt. Yeah, that's pretty much. I posted a picture of me in a Canadian hat from Roots.
Oh, wow. Mixing it up.
Yeah. Because I'm Canadian for Big Brother Canada, and I was wearing my Roots sweatshirt, and I'm currently wearing my Roots sweatpants.
Oh wow, look at that!
Yeah.
Are you wearing some Adidas slides as well?
I'm all about the Roots.
Okay,
Mary, where can people find you?
You can find me everywhere at Frail Mary. You can follow me on Twitter for my hot takes, and you can look at my pictures on Instagram too. I don't have any cat pics, but it's really a lot of me wearing the exact same sweater in various locations. So if you want that, follow me there.
See, I do the opposite, where I wear different things in the same location.
Oh, okay. See, different ideas here on how to Instagram.
Yeah.
Follow me and we can start a battle of who's doing it better.
All right. Thank you guys for hanging out with us this morning. I will see you next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.